Victoria. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCPH Intersessional Planning Call taking place on the 1st of October 2014. On the call today, we have Jim Sinolafui, Steve Metallic, Rudy Vansnick, Rafik Damak, Christina Rosette, and from staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Teresa Rossi. I would like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. And we have apologies for today's call from Elisa Cooper and Bill Drake. Thank you very much. And over to you, Rob. Is anyone speaking?
Yeah.
Rob, I think that you're not speaking right now. We can't hear you.
Thank you. How is that? Is that better?
That's perfect.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm wondering, Rudy, whether I need to try to connect through the Adobe Connect room as well. Thank you. I'll talk very close to my microphone here. The two major goals for today was to bring you all up to speed in terms of our logistical planning, give you a sense as to sort of follow up and flesh out my recent email to you about space and dates and things like that. And then what I'd really hope that we could achieve today is move forward in terms of some of your ideas, expectations, plans for topics and a general scope of the agenda for the meeting. We're still many months out, and I'm sure there's going to be some flexibility in terms of new items, new issues coming up. But it'd be really great for us to begin to gel around at least a program or an agenda structure so that you all could begin your planning and some of the discussions that some of you may be having in Los Angeles in just a week or so. So first, in terms of the logistics and where we are with respect to that, as I indicated in my email, we have had several discussions now with CSIS, a think tank here in the Washington, D.C. area, and thanks to the outreach of Christopher Mondini and working with Jim Lewis at CSIS, we have secured an assurance from them of space in their conference facilities. They had the available dates that we were looking for, which were January 12th and 13th, 2015. So we're proceeding in plans with that group. The original layout of the rooms they had, for those of you not in Washington or those in Washington not familiar with the CSIS facilities, they have a ground floor large conference room and then a conference center one floor below ground level with three main meeting rooms. They've assured us that they'll be able to provide us with three main meeting rooms. We just don't know which specific ones they are at the moment. I'm hopeful we'll be able to nail that down by the end of this week. But they have a nice array of rooms, and two of which could accommodate the entire group of 48 to 50 around a central conference structure, either an open table or a filled table. They've got great audiovisual facilities that our IT team is going to be checking out with them next week. And so I'm hopeful that that looks like our solid spot. So we are very good to go with that respect. We've got the space for two full days, that Monday and Tuesday of that week in January. So we're solid with respect to that. The other logistical matter, I think, that we resolved via email, prompted by Elisa and Bill's questions, was the number of participants. As I explained during my recent email there, the budget and approval for this meeting was based on the structure and framework that we used last time. And we just happen to be, I think, fortunate that the physical facilities that we've been able to find in Washington pretty closely match what we had in Los Angeles at the ICANN headquarters. You know, a central room where everybody can gather in a central facility all together, and then the opportunity for breakout rooms as the agenda and program permit. So I think we're pretty set from a logistical standpoint in that respect. Any comments, questions, observations that anyone would like to make about that? Hearing none, I'll just indicate that my thanks to Carlos Reyes, who's also on the phone. Carlos has done the trips over to CSIS with me, helped me look through the space, come up with a couple of really good brainstorms in terms of getting our IT support to be able to leverage the CSIS IT support. So thanks, Carlos, for your help in that regard. All right, well, that's essentially the update with respect to logistics and where we are. We've got a solid date, a solid location. What I'd like to do is turn the conversation over to program, but I understand that, Benedetta, we're still having some audio issues. Can you describe or explain just real quickly, because I want to make sure that everybody can participate in the program discussion.
Yes, I don't know what the issue is, but I mean, I tested it myself. I'm muting my speakers, and the audio on the AC room just keeps jumping. You can't really hear very well. I'll follow up with tech support afterwards to find out what the issue is. But I've asked Rudy and Marilyn if they needed dial out. They're the only two people who aren't currently on the audio, and the operator is trying to dial out to Marilyn right now. And Rudy said that he'll dial in a few minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Let me tee up the discussion of the program in this way. I shared with you all the wiki link to our space for the original intersessional meeting. That was something that Lori had requested because of, just the interest in becoming familiar with sort of what had happened before. And I know not all of you had been involved in some of the planning and other discussions for the meeting a year and a half ago. The approach there is the approach that I'd like to take here, which is essentially to acknowledge and recognize that it's your meeting in terms of program and agenda, and the priorities and topics should reflect, what you all want to talk about as a group. We've had some preliminary discussions about that for the purposes of the 2016 meeting. The focus of the 2013 meeting, as many of you saw, being located in Los Angeles, being there early in Fadi Chahadi's term of office, was to really spend some quality time with the senior staff at ICANN, get briefings and update from staff on a variety of issues, including, plans for the new GTLDs and how that was working. Now we're in a different place 2 years later. Some of your initial discussions have focused on more effectively operating as a house, talking about issues that you all agree provide opportunities for some commonality, and also use it as an opportunity to, continue to build bridges and potentially do some side meetings on your own. That's been the overall sort of, I think, focus beyond just some general brainstorming. So what I'd like to do is throw open the microphone, open the queue, if you will, to anybody who'd like to make any specific comments or share some ideas about agenda and how we may go about reaching some consensus on that. So let me stop talking and turn over the microphone to whoever would like to raise their hand or just speak out on the phone.
Rob, it's Marilyn.
Marilyn, you're first in the queue.
Yeah, I need to make 2 points. First of all, technical challenges and other issues have cost us considerable time. I'm not going to complain about it, but I am going to say we really need to understand that has been that's a problem. Secondly,
on this specific call, Marilyn, that's what you're referring to, right?
Sorry,
I'm sorry. You're referring to this specific call?
Yes. And so,
yes, my apologies for that.
I got that part. The point is we're running out of time. I'm just trying to rush us through to a couple of items rather than focusing on that. But it is a problem. So as soon as the transcript is available, that's going to be very important. Because the other issue I just wanted to raise is a couple of our key the people we need to be consulting with closely aren't able to be on the call. So if we could just have an expedited transcript, that was the point I wanted to make. Thanks.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Rob, let me go on to another point real quickly. I think that the BC is still discussing trying to do a side event of our own. We haven't reached any conclusions. We haven't. There's a possibility we could work with the rest of the CSG. We haven't been able to take that forward. We will try to do that with some urgency in the next, in the next few, maybe even by Monday, to see if that's even a consideration that we would try to do a day after event.
You'd be considering perhaps doing something that Wednesday.
Well, yeah. Apparently, nobody but me wants to meet on Sunday.
Okay, good point. Thank you, and that's helpful to hear, because there may be some issues that you, as a specifically at the CSG, as the opportunity presents itself, will be able to do as an individual group that day. So I understand that that could impact the program a bit.
Rob, it's Rafik. So
yes, sir, please.
So if I understand correctly, Marlin was suggesting that to have additional one day for CAG, by stakeholder group?
I think that's what the CSG is looking into. And this is a good opportunity for me to share with you my discussions with the constituency travel team. I've thrown this little note into a couple of my communications now. I hope you have all read it. My concern was that folks may have not read it and were, not absorbing it. Because we're in a new location in Washington, D.C., which is substantially more expensive than the Los Angeles location, and recognizing that many of us are here in the D.C. area, what we're trying to do is for those folks relatively close in, is only provide the hotel accommodations for folks who are traveling from outside the D.C. area. And what we're looking at doing in discussing this with constituency travel is provide Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night accommodations for our out-of-towners. So that makes Wednesday, a getaway day, and if folks can arrange flights later in the day, then you essentially have, most of Wednesday already provided for within the, general plan for the meeting. So, yeah, Rafik, that would give folks an opportunity to have, a half day, two-thirds, full day of meetings among their individual groups. So that would be something that you might consider as well from the NCSG side, the non-commercial side.
I mean, just sorry, a little bit lost here. So you mean we have the 2 days, which are Monday, Tuesday, but you are saying that we can get, for example, Wednesday?
We have the facility at CSIS for this 2-day meeting on Monday and Tuesday. Taking advantage of the fact that you'll have folks in town, you may choose independently as your stakeholder group, or constituency, to use the fact that, hey, a bunch of us are here in the same city, let's meet on Wednesday. We won't have the CSIS facilities. We do have the ICANN office, which has one conference room that can accommodate probably about 20 people. And then, of course, within the CSG or others, I'm sure there are options with members to connect with folks for some meeting space. But, yeah, to clarify, and thanks for asking the question, we don't have and are not, have not worked with any of the sites where we have the Wednesday available. It's really tight that period. I think we're very fortunate to find what we've got right now with CSIS.
Yes, thanks, Rob. So anyway, we can explore this later if we really need, and so we see it depends the availability of people and so on. Maybe we can have this option, but yeah, we can explore it later anyways.
Correct. One last point, and I see Steve has his hand up. The other piece of this, as Bill has expressed, and I think there may be some concerns, Marilyn, that you guys had from the BC side, it's not clear to me what the schedule is for some of your elections and things like that. And so I've gotten a warning from a couple of you at least that we won't necessarily for everyone be able to meet the November 1 time frame for providing participants. I'd like to have as many as we can by that time so that constituency travel can do the necessary arrangements, bookings, things like that to make this efficient and as effective as possible from a budget perspective. By the same token, there will be some people who we don't know about till the last minute, but the earlier we can, you know, confirm dates and times, you guys have your programs and agendas together, the better. So, you know, as Marilyn suggested, with planning for a third day, for some of you who want to do that, you'll probably want to do that sooner rather than later and get that on the calendar just for folks' travel plans. Steve, your hand was up.
Yeah, thank you. Just a couple of points to clarify. First, it's clear that we're limited to 7 participants from each constituency within the CSG. Is that definite now?
What I outlined for you all was what the breakdown was last time. It would seem logical that you all might reach the same conclusion. Okay, we've got 21 slots. We're going to divide them up evenly. But, yeah, the number is 7. Well, the number was 7 last time. If you all choose to divide up otherwise, you could.
All right, then I should have said 21 slots for CSG. So, you know, given that it's Monday and Tuesday, I do think it would make sense, as I think I suggested the last time, that we have some chunk of time, perhaps a quarter of the time, that's available for meetings either at the stakeholder group or constituency level. Some chunk of time, and I guess I would suggest about half the time, for meetings of the House with minimal, if any, staff participation. In other words, for us to work on some of our internal issues and discussions. And then roughly a quarter of the time where we might want to have some staff either briefing or dialogue or something on particular topics. That's at least how I'm conceiving this, but of course we haven't had any discussion of this within our stakeholder group, and we're not going to make much progress today because we have so few on the call. But that's kind of my conception. And my question is, if it breaks down that way, is it possible, because we are so restricted is it possible if we have meetings of stakeholder groups or constituencies to invite other people from the stakeholder group or constituency to sit in on those? Again, I'm just thinking of whether we could pack this into like the Monday morning rather than, or maybe in addition to trying to add on a third day. So that's my first question is, within space limitations, is there any objection to people outside the magic 21 coming into the room for meetings at the constituency or stakeholder group level? That's my first question. My second question, just to get it on the table, is for the last quarter, as I'm conceiving, where we would have ICANN staff available, is FADI available to attend? And interested in doing a public event or simply private discussion?
Thank you, Steve. This is Rob. I'll take the second question. I assume that your first question was directed more to your fellow leaders, so I'll let them think about the question you're asking about potential observers. On the second one, from the staff side, and thanks for asking the question because I wanted to clarify that with you. We're happy to be in the room at any time to provide the support for your discussions in a pure support role. If there are issues where you want to have some confidential discussions, we're happy to leave the room or turn off the microphone or whatever, although we will have remote participation capabilities, and we are planning on recording and transcribing the meeting for the benefit of all of you. We have locked Fadi's calendar for those days in Washington, D.C., so he is planning to be in Washington, D.C. at that time to be available to you all. One of the interests, of course, in being able to nail down a program is, as you note, you're not going to want him for the full time, so if he's here, he'll want to take advantage of being in Washington and do other things. Christopher Mondini reached out to me, and I think a couple of you independently, to talk about, how would you envision an opportunity for, you know, members of your community to participate in a more public event with Fadi? And he's exploring those opportunities just because Fadi will be here. But in terms of your specific program, yes, he will be available. We can work out in the schedule, and the earlier you all choose, the more guarantee we'll have to have him for the spot you particularly want him. Whatever the topic is, whatever the issue is, that would be great. We have not planned for others to be in Washington, at least at this point. David Olive has noted that he'll probably be back for the holidays, and, you know, if he can arrange his travel, just stay here. And he's got a home here in the D.C. area to be able to sit in on parts of the sessions where you'd like him. So that's something, if you'd like David involved, where we can work to make that happen. But definitely we've got Fadi on the books and on the calendar for those 2 days. And I think Christopher suggested maybe for another day or two that week. So, for example, if some of you just had independent things you were working on, where you wanted to potentially connect with him, that would be a possibility. Is that helpful, Steve, in answering question number two?
It is. Thank you.
Okay, great.
So question number one, I guess you have no objection, so that's something we would need to discuss. I'll ask. Obviously, you may not be able to answer, but I'll ask the NCPH NCSG if they have any objection to that.
Yeah, and the only quick intercession I would make is you did add the qualifier space permitting. The CSIS space, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Steve, or if others are, there's a total of four decent conference rooms that are available. The ones in the conference center that we were originally booked for provided a breakdown of, I think, as I indicated to you all, about, you know, we can get about 50, 55 if you squeeze folks in and maybe add some chairs around the side, you could get up to 60. We're not talking capability size-wise to have much more than that. One thing, if you all, you know, say, yeah, we could have, you know, some observers, you know, there's a central space there, sort of a reception area between all of them, a big foyer, but I don't know that they would be capable of giving us that space, you know, just to sit because it's open to the whole atrium. So I don't think that would work. So, I mean, you're really looking at a limit in the biggest room of probably around 60, or people sit on each other's laps, 65. So with that, you know, just physical constraint, I'll let you all talk about it.
But Rob, sorry, it's Marilyn, but that doesn't help us. So in the individual rooms, how many people are we talking about?
You're talking about 65 in the biggest room, probably around, and because that's what we, you know, again, looking at the framework of the past meeting, one big room where the participants can meet.
I know, but we're trying to understand how many in the breakout rooms.
Breakout rooms, probably about 15 to 20. You're probably, in terms of putting chairs around the outside, 25. I mean, because CSIS also has individual conference rooms on each one of their floors. There'd be some logistical issues about getting people up the elevators, but we think we've got that handled. And those rooms are a good conference room size. You could probably get 20, and again, if you really squeeze people in, 25 people in one of those rooms.
Okay.
Rob, this is not,
every number you've given here is different than the numbers that you gave in your email last week. So if you could give us an authoritative, I've been to that space, but it was quite a few years ago, and they may have changed it. So if you could give us some numbers.
It's new space, Steve.
Okay, then I don't know how it's laid out. So if you can give us some numbers, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
Certainly. And again, I'm just doing my own guesstimates at this point, seeing about how many you could cram in. In terms of seating around the table, the numbers I gave you are, the difference between being comfortable with your elbows and, I think, being squeezed in.
Okay, thanks.
Rob, let me make an offer. I will go over to CISA with you next week, and we can scope it out and come back, and we can even take pictures of the room and send it to the team.
If you all would like, I can show you pictures that Carlos and I did take. So, I'll circulate that to all of you so you can see that.
But guys, we've got a problem we need to resolve right now, in my view. Steve, because we've got to talk about the program, so two quick things. If the rooms only accommodate 15 people, for us to have a CSG meeting or for the NCSG to meet, we're going to have to struggle to even have the space for our 21. So we need to be realistic about whether we're going to be able to bring in outside observers, or if not, are we able to have remote participation for observers for each of the breakout sessions. The second question I would just raise, Steve, is for at least for the DC, most of our people who want to come are remote participants outside from Washington, D.C., and that's why I raised the question about for the BC whether we may need to do a third day, which I don't want to go into more here, but I don't see the practicality of having Washington-based people equally distributed across all of the groups to be able to come into the space. If we have remote participation, maybe we could park that and ask Rob to come back and verify that, whether we could have just open remote observation in our a CSG meeting and our constituency level meetings.
So I guess this is Steve. I guess the question, Rob, is remote participation available in all the rooms?
Yes, that's our expectation. We will have it set up for that.
Okay, that's helpful. And I hear you, Marilyn. If the rooms only accommodate 20, then it's
right.
May well just be the
right. Yeah. The second thing I wanted to go on is from the business constituency perspective, although I haven't verified it with our members, I'm going to take a fairly strong position that we want Fadi to meet with us during a public event where Fadi gives a speech. I'm watching him give speeches here in Mexico is one thing, and it's a treasure. However, we want a meeting where Fadi is interacting with the leadership in a engaged and direct and sort of equalized manner, not just giving a speech.
This is Steve.
Understood. And this is Rob. That's how I interpreted your request from the very first day. I mean, we're talking about the potential for opportunities for some public events, but, those 2 days, again, his purpose for coming is to interact and work with you all. So, thank you for reaffirming that, Marilyn and Steve.
It's Rafik. So if I understand correctly, we are asking Fadi to listen more than talking and doing speeches, so more interaction and more real frank discussion, since we don't have really such opportunity often. So.
Correct. Yes, sir. This is Rob.
Now, Rob, I have one other question I want to raise to all my colleagues. That is, in the past, we did have the opportunity, because some of the board was at the location in L.A., if there's going to be a social event, would there be an opportunity to invite the board members who are local? And would there be interest from my colleagues.
This is Rob. I'll take the first half. we haven't talked in detail as a group yet about the possibility of a reception. I have held that sort of back a bit just to see where we're going to be in terms of numbers and budgets and things like that, but I think that would be a fantastic thing if we can swing that, and I would think that if we do have that type of event like we did in Los Angeles, we want to open it up to others just in the D.C. area to participate. So, yeah, I think it would be great to invite local board members.
Rob?
Yes, sir. Responding to Marilyn's question.
Yes. I think she was asking everybody here in the call. So I guess for the board members, probably at least we need to get the new elected board member, Marcus Coomer, to attend, since he was elected by the NCPH to the board. So it makes sense that he at least come. I hope that there is no disagreement here.
I was just cheering that they.
Okay.
Yeah, what we did in the past was we had the NCA rep, and that's a good idea to also have Marcus invited to participate, and I presume that a number of you will, in addition to the staff invitation, reach out to him and see if he's available and interested in participating. And that could extend to not just the you had asked the question about the reception, Marilyn,
yeah.
But I think Rafiq's point was more to, hey, let's have, you know, you can't have him
right.
participate in the discussion.
Right, and just to clarify before we go back to program, please. So Dan will of course be invited since he is the nominating committee appointee to the House. Marcus Coomer, and then R21, and then since that's the space problem, we're going to move on to talk about program. Is that right?
Correct. I've acknowledged the space issues. I realize the confusion I just created on this call because I mixed up the breakout rooms. When I said if there were three rooms available and the numbers that I gave you, the conference room, the conference facility at CSIS, this is a brand new building, Steve, it's only been there like a year, is underneath ground level. And there are three rooms there. There's one that accommodates, you know, the comfortably, you know, 50 people around a big hollow square. There's a second one that is a similar layout, but it probably accommodates around 30, 40. And then there's a smaller room that's probably about 20 people or so. So earlier when I was talking about the main room, you know, we could probably squeeze in 60, 65. That's what I was referring to in terms of observers for a general assembly. The idea of getting the three rooms was then the capability to, you know, break out into multiple separate discussions, whether that would be via each CS, by each SG or by constituents. You know, if we have both the 50 and 40 rooms, then, yeah, you guys can comfortably break out into stakeholder groups, and there would be accommodations for quote-unquote observers for your SG meetings. My concern is that I don't know that we could accommodate many observers in the plenary meeting, if you will, the General Assembly, just because our largest room wouldn't accommodate that. But once you break out into your separate ones, you know, if we still have the 50 and the 40, then, yeah, you've got plenty of flexibility for someone to take a cab or walk over to the meeting and sit in for your half-day programming or whatever that's just SG-related. So I hope that helps clarify that a little bit. In addition, when I was talking about breakout rooms, CSIS does have smaller conference rooms that are arrayed throughout the building that are, you know, the same spot on each floor, and that's the number of about 20 or so. So I hope that helps clarify a little bit. I realized as you all kept talking that I had mixed and matched the conference center with the individual breakout rooms.
Thanks.
Steve, your hand is up. I don't know if that's an old hand or a new hand.
Oh, it's an old hand, but let me just ask. So will there be, are we planning to have a reception, a social event? And if so, where will that be? And Will others be able to attend that, or just what's planned for that?
If you all would like, this is Rod, let me answer the overall question. If you would like to have one, we will work to plan one and look for opportunities. And then I think, as we define a space, I'll talk to CSIS whether we can just use the central foyer there, because that would be a good spot, and everybody's already in the same location. Or it's just at one of the nearby hotels. We can examine, whichever hotel we get the biggest room block for and see if they can swing us a deal for a reception space. Then it's up to you guys in terms of, I'll be able to give you the numbers about what the spaces can accommodate. But I think it would be a really neat thing for you to be able to do that. You know, the idea in Los Angeles was a good one, but there weren't many extra community members available who could drop by, whereas, having it in Washington, D.C., you all might find opportunities to, do some outreach and bring in a good number of guests.
Okay. Well, speaking personally, I'd encourage you to look into that. Let us know what's possible.
Okay, we'll do.
So, if we can go to program, because I've got to go to a meeting with Body, as a matter of fact. The one thing that Chris Bondini is here, and I just want to ask a question of my colleagues here. We have work to do among ourselves. Then we want to have a frank and open dialogue with Body. We will, I think, want to be able to accommodate remote participation from some others from the ICANN staff, depending perhaps on topics that we may decide to explore. I'm just going to park that because now I think we really need to focus on the allocation of time, when Body's going to be there, when he's not, in terms of his availability, but how we move ourselves around. So, Steve, Rafiq, others, are we thinking that we would open with our own, we kick off either separately and have some working time as stakeholder groups, that we come together and figure out what we are working on in common. Then we have any meetings with Fadi and the staff, and then we come back together for a common planning session, or is there some other organizational allocation?
This is Steve. That's certainly one possibility. Another might be if you figure it, again, for simplicity, in four blocks, a half day each,
right.
A could be together with a planning
right.
agenda, and then B could be, well, we've heard what everybody said, now let's talk in our stakeholder groups about,
okay.
what we want to decide. C could be Fadi, et cetera.
Right.
D could be, we'll all come together and make our final conclusions. I mean, I don't feel
yeah.
strongly one way or the other, but I think something like that would.
No, let me revise. Let me join you with that idea and see what others think. So we launch together. We go then into stakeholder groups. The half day day two, we start the morning with Body and staff, and then we have an afternoon together working session. I like that. Rafiq?
Yeah. Okay. So first about the stakeholder groups meetings. I thought first you suggested, I'm not sure, you or Steve, that maybe you want additional day. So I was thinking if really we can spend as much time as possible as a house and discuss, because I think we have several topics pending that we want to find a kind of finalize them, find a solution, and also working on how to improve, the coordination and so on within the house. And starting from the intersessional, and hopefully, I hope before, but that's like kind of the vision I thought that we have. Try to, if we have stakeholder groups, meetings, or even constituency that maybe could be done before or after, or even in the 2 days, but to limit it in the way so we can spend as much time as groups to work, and then we have the meeting with Fadi and stuff, but we can follow what was suggested by Steve anyway. Justin, I'm wondering about the time to spend as a stakeholder group within those 2 days and how we optimize the meetings, the meeting and coordination within the House.
Yeah, before it gets Marilyn, let me just clarify. If the BC has a meeting on the follow-on day, it will have nothing to do with coordination. It will be a business recruitment and outreach focused on reaching others from business to talk to them about, you know, it will have nothing to do with the intersessional. It would just be taking advantage of the fact our officers are there.
Oh, okay. Understood. Okay, so should we then follow what Steve suggested in terms of time repartition? I think he said half for a house, I forget, half for the House something, and quarter for the meeting with Freddy and the staff. A little bit lost.
This is Steve. Let me just clarify. First of all, I mean, I'm kind of roughly dividing this into four blocks of roughly half a day each, but obviously they don't have to be exactly that. It could be a little bit less, for example, for the stakeholder groups if we decide that. So my proposal was that the first block, Monday morning, would be plenary of the NCPH. Second block would be the stakeholder group and or constituency, but I feel like there is room for that. Third block, Tuesday morning, would be FODI session plus any other staff interactions that we want to arrange, you know, that's to be decided. And then the fourth block, Tuesday afternoon, would be back in the plenary. So that's my rough outline, at least to work with. Obviously, again, as I said, those blocks don't have to be exactly equal, and we could adjust it a little bit. I think you make a good point, Rafiq. This is a good opportunity for the whole House to be together, and so we should try to maximize that. But I think it actually would be more, it could be more fruitful if there's also some time set aside for the stakeholder groups to caucus separately.
Okay, no disagreement here. So, okay, we can have this, suggestion, and then we share it with our groups and see, if we can get additional feedback or comments, so we can work from, I think we can start from this template. I am okay with it.
Great, I appreciate that. And I should say this is not a CSG-approved position either. This is just my suggestion. So we'll discuss it within our group and communicate with you guys about
it. Understood, Steve. I think here we'll try to move on and to move more quickly. It's just we start with this the draft, and then we can work, open it, and maybe getting comment and feedback. So yeah.
This is Rob. I mean, I hesitate to declare victory, but I think, you know, thanks to the productive suggestions, Steve, that may be where you all want to leave it at this moment. Looking at that sort of general framework of the meeting, all captures the critical items that Marilyn outlined at the beginning of that. Then it sounds like the next approach would be for you all to go back, socialize some of this general concept, and then maybe for our next call, come back with some specific topics, particular session items that you want to go over for each of these major blocks. I recognize that we could, you know, shift and move depending upon schedules, and you guys have that flexibility. But to take this, you know, quarterly block approach, look at this as a 16-hour meeting, if you will, broken into 4-hour chunks, and then we can sort of, in our next discussion, start talking about actual topic details. Unless anyone wants to throw anything like that out right now, I'd kind of like to declare victory, note that we've been productive and moved the ball forward here. Go back and do some of the homework you've asked me to do in terms of some specifics, confirming specific room sizes and things like that, so you can start planning and thinking about what the SG alone time might look like too. Agreement, disagreement, any other business that anyone would like to raise?
That sounds good to me.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I note that in the chat, Reece said we're going to lose him. Marilyn said she was going to have to drop off a little before the top of the hour, too. Christina, wanted to give you an opportunity to interject any final thoughts as well.
No, not at all. I think Steve has raised all of the issues that IPC had wanted to raise.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Rudy, for your chat comments. Thank you, Rafiq, Marilyn, and Steve for that productive conversation. Since we didn't have Elisa and Bill on here, we will get quickly out a summary of this. As Marilyn requested, we'll also work on getting out the transcript and the recording quickly. My apologies again for some of our initial technical difficulties. Benedetta will get out a doodle poll for our next call, and I hope it won't take three doodle polls next time to find the time to get some of us together. Thank you all very, very much. I appreciate this. I'm glad we are doing this in a spirit where we aren't rushed. We have months, but it's good to get this all nailed down. So thank you all very much for your time today. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Benedetta and operator. We can end the recording now.